Is Daf Chaf Ches. So we got to the last two lines of Chaf Zayin Mebeis. The Gemara says, Amar Rabba Bar Barchana Amar Biyochran Komakish Mechalin Ale Es Hashabbos Same as Shabbin Mehen. Any type of makah that we don't allow you to mechal Shabbos, so then you cannot get refuah from them either. Rashi said in the bottom here, Komakish Mechalin Es Hashabbos Dahinu Makish Sakana. If it's so dangerous that you would be mechal Shabbos, Aval She'ein Bas Sakana Mitzrapim. But if it doesn't have a sakana mishrapim, meaning what? If it's something that's dangerous, so then you could violate Shabbos, but you can't trust the doctor because the doctor could just kill a person. And he does one little slight mistake on purpose and kill the person since she's so delicate. But if it's something that is not a sakana, that you cannot violate Shabbos, so then you can allow the goy to be mirape you. So Rashi says, "V'lesle de Rav Yehuda." This is not like Rav Yehuda we saw the other day. Da'afilu rivta de kusul salamasi. Rav Yehuda says that even puncturing the blood, even drawing blood, would be a problem. You can't let any refuah. This opinion argues and says, if it's a sakana, you can't get a refuah. But if it's not a sakana, you can get a refuah. Toes in the bottom here is very interesting. The problem is it's a very long dafta and there's a lot of gadata. The bottom toes is a dir maso kol has a shita rabino tam that there are really three categories. There's a sakana sheishpa, rather chol sheishpa sakana. You can't trust him because he could do something on purpose and you won't know the difference. A chol she'ein bo sakana, so then you can rely on him because for him to make a mistake, he'd have to do something more significant since it's not a sakana and he's concerned with his reputation. And if he's completely bari, if he's completely healthy, so it's counterintuitive. Toes says you cannot, even though chol she'ein bo sakana, you can get a refuah from him, but if it's a bari, person who's healthy, you can't go see him because if he killed him, everyone's going to assume he killed him on purpose because he wasn't ill. So why did he die? The Rofe killed him. Now they're going to say, it's a very strange thing, the Rofe killed him because he hated him, not because he's a bad doctor. He's a good doctor. So as long as I get along with him, I can trust him. But if you hate him, don't go to this doctor. So it's a little bit counterintuitive. Take a look at that Tosos on the bottom. So then the Gemara says, Vika de Amri, Amar Rabba Bar Barchana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, that kol makish shel cholol ein misrapin mehem. Any type of internal organ, any type of injury that's in the body, that would you can't trust him because that's going to be considered dangerous. So the Tosas here has two days what makish shel cholol means. Pashup shad means internally, inside the person's body. The Tosas quotes a Rashi, perish or kuntrus on the top here, shekineged chol haguf, an area that's connected the body. So let's say the leg, there's no connected chol there. Connected chol usually means the inside of the body, the stomach, the kidneys, the liver. So connected chol, even on the outside, would be considered chalal according to the parish or kuntrus, but the Tosas argues and quotes the Yushalmi mifarish kolshu minachal lefnim. Only things that are actually internal are going to be this definition. Anything external, even though it might be connected the chalal, won't be considered this din. So machlok is again what the criteria of where you can't be merape from the doctor. Is it anything that's dangerous? You can't be mechal, that you are mechal Shabbos. So then the inverse is you can't receive refuah from them, or is it based on makasha chalal that you cannot be receiving refuah from them? So the Gemara asks, "My nafkamina, my benai. What's the difference between these two positions? Ikbenayu gav hayad v'gav haregel. If it's on the hand or if it's on the body." D'amar Rav Ada Bar Masna Amar Rav Gav Hayad V'Gav Haregel Harehi Kimakash Chalol U'Mechalnes HaShabbos. Meaning what? That really the outside of the hand, it's not really Chalol, but there's a heter to be Mechal Shabbos on these types of injuries. So what exactly is this Nafkamina? So if you look at Rashi here, Rashi says two lines down, Gav Hayad Mechalnes Shabbos Ava Pish Ein Shel Chalol. The person that injures his hand or his leg, now these halachas are a lot more complicated than it's being presented here. The person gets an injury on the hand, so you can be mechal Shabbos. So lelish nekama e misrapim. So if you can be mechal Shabbos for the guy's injury in the hand, so then you can't get a refuah from the goy. We don't trust him then. That's the inverse relationship between mechal Shabbos and e misrapim. About Lishna Basra, according to the second opinion, Misrapin, you can, because in the end of the day, Gav Hayad, Gav Haregel is not actual Cholot, it's on the outside. So the whole Umischaze, since you could see what he's doing to your hand and leg, Ichazi de Mekalkabe, if you see that he's doing something he shouldn't be doing, so Lachichle, Lisama, Umavir, you could remove your hand and leg, as opposed to some type of internal surgery he's doing, that you can't see what's going on, so then you couldn't trust him. So again, Gava Yad, Gava Regel is a nafkamina between these two different opinions. Okay. Now Tosis points out here, Dima Makisha Gavayad, Perish Hainu some type of skin illness or something that develops on its own. O Shaloya Ide Makicherv, or some other injury that didn't come through a sword or a knife. Ava Makas Cherev, if it came from a sword, Aminan Bechomakum Michalan is a Shabbos. So then any type of injury, you certainly would be Michalal Esa Shabbos. Okay. Gemara now says five lines down from the top. Amar Rav Zutra Bartuvia Amar Rav Kol Makish Tzricha Omed, any type of injury that requires an assessment. Rashi explains an assessment whether the person is going to live or die. So the halacha is Mechalin Aleha Es HaShabbos. That means it's very serious and there's no need to think twice. Mechal Es HaShabbos to save him. So Amar Rav Shemin Bar Abba Amar Rav Yochanan V'hai Ishta Tzmirta Kimakish Chalal Dami. This type of Ishta Tzmirta, Rashi explains Ishta Tzmirta means a Chole Chama, fever. So they point out it has to be very, very high fever for this halacha to be true. The Taz says it's talking about, you know, people get chills and fevers back and forth. Taz says a chiddush refers to chills and fever at the very same time. But if it goes off and up and down, that's not what he calls cholichama. Very unclear. Chuvas HaRashba says don't take this very lightly. If any type of high fever, you should really act upon it and call a doctor. So again, ishta tzimirta, which again is high fever, it's considered like makesh achala, which means it's dangerous, and mechalan aleh es haShabbos. Mehechan makesh achala, from what point in the body is it considered internal? So says the Gemara, Perish Rabbi Ami, minasafa v'lifnim, from the lips and within, anything inside is considered already internal and would warrant a chil Shabbos. And at the same time, not allow you to go to a non-Jewish doctor. Now, halacha maisa, things are different. Ramosha points out, bizmanenu, we're not concerned, at least here in the United States, that the doctor is going to kill a patient, that nowadays everything is different. But from the Gemara's time, where we were concerned of shvichas damim, so if it's anything that serious, you shouldn't be able, you would not have gone to a non-Jewish doctor, unless a Jewish doctor may not be around. So then the Gemara asks, boy Rabbi Eliezer, Kechi Vishini Mai. What are these things? So Rashi and Tosis describe referring to the gums or certain parts of the teeth. How do you categorize those? Are those going to be considered a chalal and therefore mechal and Shabbos, or are they considered external? Because when you open up, Gemara explains, Kevan Dakushi Ninhu Kimake de Barai Dami, since they're hard, most internal organs, let's ignore bones for a second, but kidneys and lungs, all that stuff, hearts are very soft. They're not hard like bones, so therefore they're more delicate and more sensitive. I'm not sure if that's the reason why, but since they are softer, they're dangerous and you have to treat them immediately on Shabbos. Teeth are very hard and strong, so maybe it's not so urgent. You should not be Michal Shabbos. Odilmar, perhaps, says the Gemara, Kevin de Gavai Kaimi, since they are inside the body, Kimake Shechal Damu, and therefore they should be considered internal. So how do we categorize teeth? So the Gemara says, Amar Abai Tashma. They quote a Mishnah in Masecha Shabbos that says, Achoshesh Bishina V'lo Yigma Behen. A person who has a toothache, so what the halacha is, you can't take refuah on Shabbos. That's a halacha, Gezeiras Chachamim, no medicine on Shabbos unless a person is a Choshesh Bosakana, or he's even a Choshesh Ein Bosakana, but his whole body is uncomfortable. But typically speaking, you can't take any medicine on Shabbos. So Lo Yigma Ben Es Chometz, you can gargle vinegar to help soften your teeth and weaken the pain. So the Gemara's Medayik, Choshesh Hu Delo, only that he can be Choshesh, that only, rather only if it's really bothering him a little bit. Chashash is a slight pain. Ha-koyle tuva, if it's very, very severe, so then Shaper Dummy, he's allowed to. How is that allowed? It must be then, teeth are considered internal, and therefore you could be Mechalon as the Shabbos. Gemara says, Dilma Tani Hecha de Koyle tuva, Choshesh Nami Karile. Whoever says the word Choshesh means a slight ailment, maybe Choshesh really means Karile Tuva. Maybe it means very severely pain. And therefore, even if it's Choshesh Bishinov, even if it's very painful, the Mishnah still says Lo Yigma Banes Chometz. So maybe this is actually proving that teeth are not internal, and even when you're in such pain, you should not take vinegar. So the Gemara doesn't end up bringing a riot from this case here, but there is an interesting Gemara that's bothered me for quite some time, and I just saw this Torah Chaim in the back here. The Gemara says, the Gemara in Erevin, but I think it's also in Masech HaSukkah, Chosh Birosho, what's halacha, a person who has a headache? Yasik b'Torah. So I always wondered, if you have a headache, how are you going to learn? That's very hard to learn when you have a headache. So he says, it must be chash b'rosh. It doesn't mean it's in a lot of pain. It's slightly bothering you. It's a little tingle here, a little tiny thing. So learn. It's going to help you distract it. It's going to make it better. But clearly from that Gemara, it can't be very painful. It can't be ka'iv tuva. Who can learn when they have a terrible headache? So that's what he wants to prove. Even though the Gemara doesn't have a maskana how to define choshesh, he thinks the Gemara in Ervin that says choshesh b'chash b'rosho, yasik b'tara, has to mean that it's a slight headache, not a severe headache. Okay.
You can be, if you're no for the mishkav, you can take medicine.
Correct,
no?
Exactly. That's in one example. No for mishkav, you can. So or your whole body is also in pain.
Kai v'letuva is like a no for the mishkav, no?
Pashup shah.
But it's talking about mechalim d'oraisa, right? The sigma et
ha-chomet. No, not.
Sigma et ha-chomet is.
Derabanan.
Derabanan?
Yes, derabanan.
So
yeah.
We don't paskin like this.
We do not paskin this way. If a person is, again, kaiv tuva, I'm not sure how kaiv tuva is. Kaiv tuva, nofel lemishkav, I don't know. It could be severe pain, but the guy may not be bedridden. I don't know. Bedridden, we're pretty makil nowadays with refuah. If a person just finds comfort in lying down, it helps ease the pain, even though he's not bedridden, that's enough of a reason to allow a person to take medicine. Okay, the Gemara now says, last three narrow lines of the Amud here, Tashma. So we're getting to some very difficult Gaata right now. The doctors won't be very happy with the medicine prescribed here, but this is the next daf. The Gemara says, Tashma, Rabbi Yochanan Chash Bitzapadina. He had some pain in his teeth, Rashi explains. So Azul Lagavia, he, Machonisa, went to a certain non-Jewish doctor or a wise woman, and Avda, she said to do Chamisha Umala Shabbasa, take the medicine day five, that's Thursday, and take it again Erev Shabbos. So now he says, Amr Leila Machar, what about tomorrow? What about Shabbos? Am I allowed to take it? Should I take it? Should I not take it? Amr Leila Lotzricha, you don't need to take it. So the Gemara says, now he asks, Itzricha Chana Mai. So if I do need to take it, what's the lach? Am I allowed? Should I be taking it on Shabbos? So he says to him, Amr, she says to him, Amri, Ishtaba Li Delo Maglis, as long as you swear to me that you won't tell anybody what I'm about to tell you. So he says, okay. He swore to the God of Israel, lo megalina, he's not going to reveal it. Galilei, so she told him what exactly, what to do on Shabbos. It bothers. Lamacha, the next day, it was Shabbos. Nafik darsha bepirka. So the next day, Rabbi Yochanan was giving his Shabbos morning drasha, and he told the entire tzibur that secret that the lady told him that he wasn't supposed to tell. He took a shvuah not to tell. Didn't he swear that he wouldn't reveal the secret that she told him? Lo magilna. So again, lo kei Yisrael lo magalni. He won't reveal to Hashem. He didn't tell Hashem. But he will reveal to the nation of Israel. How can you do that? It's a mechal shem shemayim that the non-Jew doesn't trust the Jews anymore. Certainly the God of Hador, Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says, the Galilei mei kara. He told her before, and by the way, I'm going to tell. After you told me, I'm going to tell everyone. And she said, okay, fine. And she let him, I guess, tell him. And it wasn't a chil Hashem. So Alma, we see from all this, though, kimakel shechalal damya. The fact that she had told him, if it still bothers him on Shabbos, he should take the medicine. And Rabbi Yochanan allowed that apparently to be taken on Shabbos for the teeth. We see that teeth are categorized as makel shechalal, as an internal type of injury.
Was she a Jewish doctor, or she was...
No, she was non-Jewish, Rashi says. Ovedes kochavim. So...
When did it say that she told him to take it?
It doesn't say it here, but I think the Gemara elaborates to the other place. It's quoting Gemara Tainis, maybe, or Yuma. I think there the Gemara elaborates on what exactly she told him to do. So then the Gemara says... where are we? Amar of Nachman bar Yitzchak, Shaini tzabdina hol mascha bepeh v'gomer bivne mayayim. So the Gemara was saying, it's clear from here that teeth are considered internal. Gemara says, no, this type of illness, this type of pain that he was receiving was a known disease. And if it doesn't, it's not taken care of initially, it's going to go from the teeth and then all the way down to the body. Normally, a toothache won't necessarily, I know sometimes toothaches can get to the brain and get very, very serious, of course. But some types of toothaches just stay in the teeth and that's all, so there is no raya. But if it's a known illness that could really get itself to the brain or to the body, then everyone would agree that is considered makah shechalal, and one can, in fact, Michal Shabbos b'kuach nefesh. Okay. Now the Gemara wants to know, my simana, what are the indications, what are the symptoms a person receives, is going to be experiencing to know that he's having this type of illness. So the Gemara says, Rami mide bekacha, when a person puts something on his gum, umaisi dama mi beidari, and blood starts to come out, and that's the indicator that there's a very serious gum disease that he's experiencing, and you need a chil Shabbos for this. Umimaihave, from where does this illness come from? Mikrire kriye dechiti, from eating very cold wheat, umechamime, chamime desari, very, very hot barley, or that, umishire kasa de harsana, or from fried fish that's been left overnight. So some of these foods are going to cause gum disease, it seems. So my avdilei, so what exactly did she do? This is asking us this question. What did that lady Matronusa do for Rabbi Yochanan when he was having this illness? So Amar Rav Acha Brei Derava Meisaor V'Shemen Zayis U'Melach. She had mixed together some yeast water and some Shemen Zayis olive oil and some salt. Umar Bar Rav Ashi Amar Mishcha Da'avaza, fat of the goose fat, Begedfa Da'avza, with a goose feather, was also put on the outside of his teeth to help strengthen his gums. So Amar Bai comments that Ana Avde Kula, I do it, when I had this experience, when I had this gum disease, I did all of this. It didn't help me, it didn't cure me. Adamar li hahutaya, until a certain Yishmaeli told me, I see kashyasa dezesa, bring me the pits of olives, dilo mali tilsa, that hadn't grown a third of its growth. Uklinu amara chadasa, and burn them on the top of a new hoe. The dabik bay didare, and place it upon the row of your teeth. And avdi hachi vitasai, after I did this, it actually helped that gum disease. Okay. So Rabbi Yochanan, hecha avid hachi. How could Rabbi Yochanan have done this? How could he allow this machonisa, this oved, this chacham, to treat him? We saw already countless times that you can't trust a non-Jewish doctor. How could he trust her? So the Gavahama, Rabba Bar Barchana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan himself said, "Komaka shemechalina alesa Shabbos." Any type of internal affliction, you can be mechal Shabbos. You must be mechal Shabbos, but ain't misrapin mehen. But you can't get a refuah from a goy. So how come this was a makish achal, this was the teeth, how come he was able to receive refuah from her? The Gemara says, Adam Chasha Shaini, when a person like Rabbi Yochanan, where she knows if she'd kill him, she'd be in great danger, so then he could trust her. So the Gemara said, V'ha Rabbi Abo Adam Chashavu, Hava, he was also very Adam Chashav. V'rami La Yaakov Mina, Rabbi Yaakov the Apikores, Sama Ashke had placed some type of medicine on his leg. The Ilo Rabbi Ami Rabbi Asi Tilachaku Lishake, had Rabbi Asi not licked the stuff off of his leg and it would have remained there, Pasuk Lishake would have to amputate his leg. So how come Rabbi Abahu, who was an Adam Chashav, he was endangered by Rabbi Yaakov Mina, who was an Apikores, who's worse than even a non-Jewish doctor? How come he went to the doctor in the first place? The Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan Rofe Mumcha Havi. Rabbi Yochanan was being treated by a well-known, a professional, experienced doctor. The Rabbi Abahu Nami Rofe Mumcha Havi. Rabbi Yaakov Mina was also a well-known doctor. He was accepted throughout the world. So he also went to a doctor. So how come he was in danger? So the Gemara says, Shaini Rabbi Abahu Demokmi Bei Mine Ben Avshayu, the Apikorsim took upon themselves, with respect to Rabbi Abahu, Tamos Navshi Im Plishtim. They wanted to commit suicide in order to get rid of the Plishtim. That's a pasuk by Shimshon. So by Rabbi Abahu was so against the Minim. They had so many fights with the Minim, they were willing to give up their own life and sacrifice their own parnasa in order to have him killed. So even though Rabbi Abahu was an Adam Chashev, and Rabbi Yaakov Mina was a well-known doctor, the hatred they had with each other, he was willing to sacrifice his parnasa to have Rabbi Abahu killed. Gemara now says, Amar Shmuel, going further in types of diseases here, Hai Pidaasa, which is a wound caused by the sword, Sakanasi is very, very dangerous, life-threatening as we know, U'mechalin ales, a Shabbos, you could mechal Shabbos to save the person. So my Asusa, what exactly is the remedy, the mifsek, in order to stop dam, in order to stop the blood, you have to take tachle bechala, some cress soaked in vinegar, la suke, and to heal, so that's how you stop the bleeding. And in order to heal it, lasuke, healing it, girda de davia, scrapings of yivla, some type of herb, the girda da asana, and scrapings of the thorn bush, onikra mikilkalta, or some peckings of the trash heaps. Okay, you gather together different types of things, and apparently that heals the wound. I don't know if doctors will prescribe this nowadays, but that's what worked back then. Just that should be pointed out, Chassam Sofer writes that anybody who relies on the medicine appearing in the Gemara, Dama Barosho, he's considered killing himself, because either times have changed or we don't understand how to actually apply the medicine that appears in the Gemara. The Gemara then says, Amar Rav Safra, Hai Inbisa, a grape-like boil, Parvanka Dimlacha Demusi is a messenger of the angel of death. Okay, Maya Susa, what's the remedy? Tigne Bedufshno, which is ground up with something ground up, something like grass, which is mixed together with honey. Oh, Karpasa Betilyasa, which is celery. Karpasa, we have, that's according to the definition, means celery that we have on Seder night. And you mix it together with strong wine. Adahachi Vahachi. So in the meantime, Laisi Inbasa Basmina, bring a grape that's similar to the boil that he has. He's got some bubble on his arm, so then he brings a grape that's same size, and Nigde Alavai, and roll it up on the boil, roll the grape back and forth over this boil, and Chivarte Lichivarsi, if it's a white grape, for a white boil, Vuchamti Luchamti, if it's a black boil, it should be a black grape. So Amar Rava, Rava says, now, Hai Simta, this, what's this, abscess or something? Parvanka Dishtihi, the messenger of the fever. And my Asusa, what exactly is the remedy for this? Lemachye Shisin Iskutle. You should hit him with 60 snaps of his fingers. Velikre Shise Shesi Ve'erev. And you should let it tear open the cross. And Vahani Mile Delo Chiva Reisha. It's only true when the tip is not white. Aval Chiva Reisha, if the tip of it is white, less than Ba, is no concern of any fever coming. Okay, Rabbi Yaakov Chashav Yaakov one time was suffering with bepika, which it says here, anal sores here. So Orilei Rabbi Ami instructed him to Amrilei Rabbi Asi, Orilei, others say Rabbi Asi told him to do the following, Laisi Shav Bine Ahala Tolana, would take 7 seeds of red aloe, Bitsarilei B'chalala Debet Savara, tie them up in a cloth and cut them from the neck of a shirt. V'lichroch ilave nira brarka, and wrap them in a bundle of animal hair. V'tamishle benatva chivar, dip them into white nafta. Okay. V'likle, and burn them. Ubadar le ilave, and spread the ash over the affected area. Adhachi dahachi, and while you're waiting for this whole medicine to be prepared, laisi kashyasa da asana, bring the seeds of a fruit of the thorn bush, lenech pike lahade pike, and place and place the slit of the fruit against the slit of himself. The honey mile pika ilave. Now these only apply to the upper part of that area, pike tatai mai. But what about the bottom area? If he's got a pain in the bottom area, so the Gemara says, laisi tarba ditzapirta dilo iftach. Bring the fat of goat that's never given birth, velifshar, and melt them over the heat, velishte bay, and smear them on the area. Vilov, it's not possible. He doesn't have fat goat available to him. Laisi tlas tarfe. Kara dimyabshe betula. He should bring 3 leaves of gourd plant that has been dried in the shade. Velikle, burn them. Velivade ilava, and spread them the ash over that area. Velo, if he doesn't have access to gourd leaves. So then, laisi mishkade chelzone. He should bring muzzle shells. Okay, I don't know what that means. Velo, if not that, maisi mashach kira, wax oil. Velinkot beshachake de kitazne bekaita. He should wrap them in rags of flax cloth during the summer. Bidamar gufni besitva, and if it's in the winter, you should wrap them in cotton, and then that's you place it on the area that's bothering him. Okay. Gemara now says Rabbi Abba, Chashbe Udne, he had a earache. So Orilei Rabbi Yochanan told him, Vamrilei, others say, Beis Medrash, in the Beis Medrash they taught him that, my Orilei, what exactly did they tell him to do? Kihod Amr Abaye, like Baye said, Amrilei, A, my mother told me, now his mother wasn't really his mother, it was a stepmother that told him that Lo Ibre Kuyasa Ela Leona, that the kidneys were not created except as a remedy for the ear. I wonder if there's any connection in medicine now between the kidneys and the ear. There is, yeah? Okay, interesting, whatever that means. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rava says, Amar Li Manyumi Asya. So Manyumi, who himself was a doctor, so he said, this is what he told the mother of Abaye, Kula Shakyane Kashu Leuna. All the liquids are injurious to the ear, affect the ear. Lebar, except for Mimaya Dechulyasa, except for the fluids in the kidney, that doesn't impact the ear at all. So Laisi Kulyasa Debarcha Karcha, you should bring kidneys of a hairless goat, Velikre Shesi Ve'erv, and cut them in half, split them up and down, up and across. Velenech Amilala Denura, place them on the glowing coals. Vahanumaye Denafki Mine, all that water that immerses from that, so it's emitted from that, Lishtenia Be'one, place it in the ear. So Lo Kiri, it shouldn't be too cold, Lo Chamimi Not too hot, Ala Pshor, it should be room temperature, warm, I guess, a little more than room temperature. Vila, if you don't have this available to you, Laisi Tarba Dichipushta Gamlanisa, you should bring fat of a large scarab. V'lifshar v'lishar le, and you should melt it and pour it into the ear. V'ilof, if you don't have access to that, if you don't know what that is either. Lam le l'une mishche, fill up the ear canal with oil. V'levad shava pasilta da aspasta, and let him make 7 wicks of green wheat stalks. Okay? V'laisi shufsa de tuma, and let him bring dried garlic leaves. V'laisi, but this is brought down. I know in the Rebbe Kanievsky book in the back, she has some remedies, homemade remedies. One of them is for an earache, you place garlic in your ear with oil maybe, and it apparently like pops it in whatever earache, it helps you with an ear infection, I think. So then right here in the Gemara here, v'laisi barka b'charesha, you tie them with animal hair at one end. V'laisi b'ho nura, and light the wick of fire. V'idach resha, mostly the other end, bona, you place it in the ear. So you light one end with a fire and put the other end without burning yourself inside your ear. V'leisev odne lahade nura, and you should place his ear near the fire, v'izdar mizika, but be very careful from any of the drafts that the fire might blow. V'nishkal chada v'nanach chada, and you should remove one wick as it consumed and replace it with another, and keep, again, I don't really get the whole thing here, but keep making fixing the wicks and make sure you don't get burnt. Lishnei achrina, another version of this remedy was v'ilau. We didn't have the previously mentioned remedies. Laisi shav silta bikra. Let him take 7 wicks of animal hair. V'shayiflei mishcha das pastin, covered up with some type of balsam oil. V'naisi chad resha benura, place one end in the fire. V'chad resha buna, the other end in the ear. V'nishka chada v'nana chada, and place one, remove one ink and wick and replace with another wick, and keep switching the wicks until they all burn. V'izdar mizika, and be careful from the wind blowing the fire. If you don't have access to that, let him bring violet wool that's not been combed, and place it in the ear, and place the ear near the fire, and lizdar mizika, can be careful of the wind blowing the fire. If you don't have that, laisi guvta dekanya, bring a reed tuba, atika, that's very old, bar mea shanim, that's 100 years old, vilimle milcha gila nisa, and fill it with rock salt, vilikle, burn it, vilidbake, and apply it, the mixture, into the ear. Vesimanach, the mnemonic is, for all the things we discussed earlier, of ritiva livsha, rivishta lirivta, things that are moist require dry, really moist cures are for dry afflictions, and dry cures are for moist types of afflictions. Gemar now says, we're almost done with this. Daf, Amar Rabba Bar Zutra, Amar Rabbi Yechanina, Malin Oznaim Bishab, is a person able to raise his ear to its proper position. What does that mean exactly? So apparently sometimes the sinews of the ear can move downward out of position and cause the jaw to become dislocated, which is a danger. So then you could fix that, readjust the ear and the sinews within the, even on Shabbos. So Tani Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda Biyad, that's only true, it can be done by the hand of a lo basam, but to use some type of medicine to have it go back in place, that would not be allowed here. And Ikadami, others say, Bissam, you could actually, the opposite show. You could use medicine of Allah Biyah, but you can't use your hand. My time, what's the reason? Mizav Zarif, that manual manipulating a sinew will certainly cause a wound. It's more dangerous. So using Sam, letting the medicine take its course, is much safer than having a person adjust it with a hand. He might cause more damage using his hand to fix it. So Amar Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia, Amar Rav Ayin Shin Marda, an eye that's rebelled. What does it mean that's rebelled? That became swollen and started to burst out of its socket. So what do you do? Mutar l'kochel b'Shabbos, you're allowed to anoint it on Shabbos in order to get it to go back in place. Savar Minei, he thought, Hanimilehu Dishchiche Samanim Me'esmel, these words are only true when the herbs have been placed from Erev Shabbos, you could allow them to continue to heal on Shabbos. About mischak b'Shabbos, but to grind the medication on Shabbos itself, v'asuye derech Rosh Hashanah, and to carry them through Rosh Hashanah without an erev, lo, that would be usur. You can't violate Shabbos. Amar Leih, no, hahu mirabban. A certain Talmud Chacham said, Rabbi Yaakov Shmei, his name is Rabbi Yaakov, lididi miparshi minei de Rabbi Yehuda, was explained to me, afilu mischak b'Shabbos, even to grind it on Shabbos, and even v'asuye derech Rosh Hashanah, to carry it on Shabbos, mutar, because this is a pikuach nefesh for a person to lose his eye and his eyesight. So Rav Yehuda, Shari Lemikchal Eina B'Shabbos, he also permitted a person to anoint the oil if it's diseased to make sure it's going to heal properly. So Amar Lehu Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Man Tzais Lehuda Machil Shabbos. Who's going to listen to Rav Yehuda Chal Shabbos? Who's going to ever do this? L'sof Chash Be'Einai, in the end, Rav Shmuel himself, who said not to listen to Rav Yehuda, he had a certain ailment in his eye. So Shalach Le Shari also, he asked, he sent to Rav Yehuda, am I allowed to or am I not allowed to heal it on Shabbos? Shalach Le L'chuli Al Mashari, but L'didach Aser. Everyone else is permitted, but since you rejected my position earlier, it's Aser for you. Ah, now you're suffering from it? It's too late. You already paskined against me. You cannot fix it. So v'chi medidi hu. So was it my opinion, he says? So when I say it's allowed, it says Rav Yehuda, then Mar Shmuel, he wasn't mine. Rav Yehuda, who was a Talmud, a Muvak of Shmuel, I was quoting my Rebbe Shmuel. So ahi am so the havi bay Mar Shmuel, a certain maidservant who was in the house of Mar Shmuel, the kadchile ein b'shabasa, whose eye became very inflamed on Shabbos at tzavcha v'leka dash chabesh. She was busy screaming. She was in such pain. No one paid attention to her. Paka einai, her eye blew up. L'machil the next day, nafik Mar Shmuel v'darish. Mar Shmuel says this is dangerous, and he made the following remark. Ayin Shemarda Mutta Kochla B'Shabbat. Since he saw his maidservant lost her eye, he said anyone who experiences some type of swelling must kochla, must anoint it on Shabbos to heal it. My time, and what's the reason? The shuryane de'ena bovanta de'liba tulu. The eyesight is connected to the muscles of the heart, and therefore it's very, very dangerous. Kigon mai, what's an example of such an ailment, of an eye ailment? Amar Yehuda, kigon rira, when you see that there's a lot of discharge coming from the eye, that indicates there's a disease, there's an illness. Ditsa, a person is, if there's a stabbing type of pain, and it feels like a stinging pain in the eye, that also indicates it. Dama, if there's blood in the eye. Demas, if there's excessive tearing. Beit kidcha, if it's inflamed. Beit chilas uchla, so they may be treated on Shabbos. Blafuke sof uchla. This comes to exclude the treatment that can't be done. So to start off, the refuah can be done. But the final stage, that can be addressed later on. You have to do the initial, the first moment you refuah, that's so important. That can be done on Shabbos. Once you get the process going, the last stage can be delayed until after Shabbos is over. Upatucha ein adalo, but to improve a person's vision cannot be done on Shabbos. Should we stop here?
Sure.
Okay. Fine. All right, that's a lot.
My question was, sure.